The West Michigan Whitecaps continue their weekend series against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps here at Fifth Third Ballpark, and I'm joined right now by Detroit Tigers outfielder Andy Dirks here on a Major League rehab assignment with the Whitecaps. Andy went 1-for-3 with a single, played 5 innings in left field during day 1 of the rehab stint yesterday. So first and foremost, Andy, how you feeling the next morning?
Pretty good. You know, got a little bit of stiffness and stuff, but that's just from not playing in a while. You know, playing, but everything feels good. I'm ready to get back out there today.
Took a few swings, played the field for half a game. Did it feel good just kind of to get the juices flowing again?
Yeah, it's fun to get back out and play, you know, and compete. Good group of guys here, and just exciting to play some baseball again.
In last night's game, what was the goal? What were you looking to get out of those 5 innings?
Try to help the team win the game.
How about from a rehab standpoint in terms of getting your body back to, you know, being able to play a full game?
Yeah, that's just going out and playing, you know, go out and play a game just like I would any other time, and then let your body catch up and get used to all the different movements it takes to play a baseball game until you feel confident enough, and obviously getting at bats and getting in time with pitchers and seeing some pitches coming at you.
You're in the lineup today as a designated hitter, batting leadoff once again. Is the plan once again to play about half the game?
I think 3 or 4 bats. That's what I think. That's what we're at right now. Yeah.
I know ultimately the goal is to be playing full games by the time you're done here in West Michigan. Assuming all goes to plan, how would that progress over the next few days?
Well, I mean, it's like 5, 7. You know, just keep progressing a little bit every day. Try to get a little more and more, and just see how it reacts. You know, after I'm done playing and stuff, and we'll make those decisions based on how I'm feeling and go from there.
Now, you had back surgery back in March. Here you are 5 months later, you know, finally playing baseball again. What was it like right after that back surgery? I mean, how much were you able to move after that?
Well, it was just bed rest for a month, you know, so then I could start slowly working into stuff and just letting it heal and getting movements back and being able to start swinging and running. But it's pretty amazing, you know, you can have back surgery and be back in 4 or 5 months.
It's got to be really frustrating, I would think, for anybody, but especially a pro athlete who's used to being active and moving around, to be on bed rest for a month.
Yeah, but it's also one of those things, you know, at that time I knew what my job was, so there's nothing I could do about it. You know, just stay positive and know that I'm going to get back and feel better when I get back than I did before I had surgery. That's a pretty big deal.
How frustrating has it been to watch your teammates play in Detroit and kind of have to watch that from afar as opposed to being right there with them?
Well, I want to play baseball, you know, but when I'm hurt, then my job is to get better. So frustrating, yeah, it can be frustrating, but for me, I was just worried about getting healthy so that way I can contribute when I come back.
Obviously, a lot going on in Detroit, well, through the entire first half, but especially with the trade deadline yesterday. I saw David Price, the new acquisition, meeting with the media for the first time today. What were your thoughts when you heard the news about the David Price trade?
Well, that's part of the game, you know. Dave's trying to make moves to help the team, you know, win a World Series, and that was a big move. And I think that the more pitching you have, the better off you're going to be. I mean, pitching, that's what helps you win. We had to get rid of some good players, but that's part of a good trade. You got to give good players to get good players, and that's what we did. And I think Dave's track record has pretty much spoken for itself, you know, over the last however many years. So, you know, as players, we're going out to play. We can't worry about the stuff that happens around us. Get a new teammate, that's great. Lose a couple guys, you know, a couple buddies, but get a new guy in. That's part of the game. That's part of baseball.
It's got to be bittersweet, too, though. I mean, there's the baseball side of things, but there's also the personal side of things. You get to be friends with guys, so I'm sure, you know, everybody's excited to see David Price in. But there's got to be a little bit of bittersweetness also to seeing some friends go.
Yeah, I mean, they're your buddies, and they'll still be your buddies. You know, you'll see them when you go and play wherever they're playing. But that's part of the game. We all understand it, being players. And, you know, we like them. Same time, the business part of it, you know, guys are going to move. Guys are going to get shuffled around. And at the end of the day, you know, pretty much all baseball players are kind of the same kind of guys anyway. So you get new guys in, and you know, guys leave, you get new guys in. Baseball players are baseball players. That's why most of us get along pretty well.
You're with the Whitecaps this weekend and into next week for the first time since 2008 when you were first drafted by the Tigers as an eighth rounder out of Wichita State and actually made your professional debut with a West Michigan Whitecaps uniform on. Is it kind of fun to be back where it all began?
Well, I'd rather be in Detroit, but it's good to be here, though. No, this is a great baseball city. It's as good as it gets for the minor leagues. You know, these guys, I think, sometimes don't know how lucky they are to be playing here. You know, this has been a one of the special places in minor league baseball for a lot of years, and got great fans, great atmosphere, good facilities. It's definitely one of the better places around.
Ironically, you made your pro debut with the Whitecaps, but the first time you actually played at Fifth Third Ballpark was last night on this current rehab stint. You had played three games on the road, then got hurt and never came back to West Michigan during that pro debut. What was it like actually stepping onto the field and playing in a pro game here at Fifth Third Ballpark?
Well, it felt like most other baseball games I played in, you know. You're trying to do your job on the field, and pretty good atmosphere last night, good fans, and just excited to get out there again today.
A big crowd last night, as we expect again tonight. And this is a team that's had a lot of success this year. I don't know how much you've heard or been told about what this Whitecaps club have been, but they are already playoff-bound first-half division champs, tied for the best record overall in the Midwest League. Have you had a chance to kind of hear some of the names and sort of see what's been going on here in West Michigan?
Well, it looks like they got pretty good pitching. And when you got pretty good pitching, you can win some games, you know. They got some good players, you know. I think the guys, even since I've been here for one day, seem like a group that really works hard and goes out to win baseball games, not just go out there and play. So you mix those two things together, you're going to have a pretty good squad.
I'm sure some of these players in the clubhouse are looking forward to you being here for about a week, a little bit less than a week, because it's an opportunity for them to pick a major leaguer's brain and kind of see how you prepare and what you do. Do you embrace that role?
Yeah, I mean, if they got questions, they know they can come to me and ask me whatever they want. You know, I might give them a little hard time here or there if I think it's a stupid question, but at the end of the day, you know, or like I said before, the baseball player is a baseball player, no matter what level you're at or where you're at, you know. A bunch of good dudes hanging out together playing baseball. That's kind of what it's about, you know.
Well, Andy, we're happy to have you here both in and outside of the clubhouse, and obviously we wish you a speedy recovery on your way back to Detroit.
All right, thanks.
Andy Dirks, Tigers outfielder, rehabbing with the Whitecaps, and our pregame coverage continues next on the Home of the Caps.